This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I know a lot of you have heard, so let me just make it official. This is my last day of work here at WKAR. It's been 39 great years. I know a lot of you have been listening for 39 years, and a few of you haven't been listening that long, but I appreciate everyone who listened. I want to thank you all for listening for all the years. Well, let me go to the phones right quick. I believe we have someone we know on the phone. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, this is Tom from Lansing.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I called to wish you a happy retirement and best regards. I called you during the Taking Care of Business show. Most people in Lansing don't know that. During the old days, that was the only place to get pick up African American music. You started that.
Yep.
You started with the help making the sports talk format popular. You're going to be missed. You're a great Spartan, Earl, and we're going to miss you. I'm going to leave you with my favorite Earlism. What does Earl call tall guys that guard the basket?
Tall guys that guard the basket, besides being bigger than me.
Earl calls them block shockers.
Yeah, they were.
So I wanted to leave that last night thought with you. You're small in stature, but you've cast a giant shadow in the media business in Lansing. We wish you well. You'll be missed.
Well, thank you a lot. We appreciate that. Okay.
Hey, Earl. Uh-huh. I just wanted people to know Mike Griffith is going to be coming over, too.
Okay.
And I wanted people to understand that Tom Izzo just paid you a great tribute today at the press conference.
Yes.
Talking a little bit about what you've meant to this community and the fact that you have actually put in the time and been to the events. You're not just sitting there taking pot shots from the outfield. You've actually probably covered more events than anybody I know. When you think of all the high school games and lug nuts and things that you really didn't have to be at, but it was important for you to be there, and everyone in mid-Michigan really appreciates that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that, Jack. It's been a lot of games. We have a dangerous person on the line right now. We got Dennis on the line. Dennis, how you doing?
Earl,
what's happening?
I couldn't let the last day go without calling you one more time. I think this is my 1,575th calling the show. And I just got to say thank you. It's been a lot of fun listening to you over the years, and you really led a lot of important conversations and gave voices to people like me and others who had no outlet prior to your show. You brought up important issues like the lack of black coaches and quarterbacks. You were at the start of an era where we had black writers like Brian Burwell and Drew Sharp and others come on your show. Because of you, I had an opportunity to speak with people like Emmanuel Stewart and Burt Randolph Sugar and other greats. Finally, I want to say, Earl, it's just been a great place for me to actually meet people. I can't tell you the number of people I've met from your show who have become friends of mine. And
even Jack?
Absolutely, even Jack. And probably more Spartans than Wolverines, ironically. But I'm going to miss you terribly. It's going to be a big hole in my life. You know, I've told you before, my entire adult life has been listening to this show. But I wish you well. I know we'll stay in touch and see each other games and maybe at each other's houses for fights and games like we've done in the past. But I want to say thank you, brother, and I hope you have a long and happy retirement.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, take care, Earl.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know what's great with that, Earl, is that Dennis called and he brought up a couple of great points. One is the number of issues that you cover, not just games, but important topics, thought-provoking topics. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was nice of Dennis to call and not talk about boxing for 45 minutes. So that was good for us, too. But your producers here and all of the people at WKAR have been hard at work.
Yeah.
And they put together a little tribute to you. Going all the way back through your career here, and I think we have that ready to go now. We're going to listen to a little of the history of Earl Robinson.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock to discussing sports with you.
If you love sports, especially the Lions, Tigers, Pistons, and, of course, the Spartans, then Earl Robinson has been part of your world every weekday at 1 o'clock.
John, how you doing, buddy? Yeah, do you think we're going to have any more lockouts?
How's it going, Earl?
Hey, doing good, my man. Hey, Don, did you find the game as boring as I did? I called up Vince today and said, will you let someone else win one? And he said, no, he wants to win them all.
Hi, I'm Gary Reed, general manager here at WKAR, and I have to say I've known Earl for over 30 years and find him to be one of the most charismatic, most genuine, and most friendly people that I have ever met. Earl has been a mainstay in this market for many, many decades, and I can't ask for a better friend and colleague. Before he took the reins of Sports Talk in 1985, Earl hosted a daily jazz and interview show called Taking Care of Business, as we refer to it as TCB. Even then, his interest in sports and athletes wasn't very far away.
That's Kun Function and Too Tight on the Taking Care Business Show. Coming up next, we've got the Barcades with Boogie Body Lamp. After the news, we'll come back and chat a little bit more with Magic Johnson. The time is 5 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Well, we're talking with Urban Magic Johnson here on the Taking Care of Business show this afternoon. You were just telling us during this record, during the break, that you were partying with Lakeside a little bit. And right, tell the folks a little bit, you know, some of the people like to know a little bit inside of some of the groups, and I know you get to meet and chat with a lot of them. And...
Well, just basically, you know, when you go out, you get to, in L.A., I get to meet a lot of people, a lot of the stars and so on, and it just... You know, at first you're in awe, and because here you are with the stars, you know, and you don't know how to react at first. And then you just get to talking, and it's just like regular people. And I was at the concert with Tina Marie and Stevie Wonder and who else? They, oh, Smokey Robinson. And they all were together, and I got a chance to sit back and talk to them and just sit back and get a chance to rap to them. So...
Well, what are some of those Los Angeles friends you might be bringing to the Lansing area? Lead into that. That's a good lead in.
Earl, of course, did meet some stars along the way. In 1975, he brought his listeners up close and personal with big band legend Count Basie.
Of course, as you know, the record industry has had a history of ripping off artists. Did you ever experience that?
Just being ripped off?
Being ripped off by the record companies or in those early days?
I've
or
been
getting
ripped off by everybody, record company, critics, everybody else. But I mean, when they rip you off, you look through it. I mean, I have never been angry about it because some of the things have been so true. And then, too, I've looked at the things that I've been ripped off about and studied them, you know. But that's just critics' opinions. They are, of course, you can't get away from that because... I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. Sometimes I think what a critic might write, it might jack you up a little bit, and it might help you.
In the soulful 1970s, Earl's relaxed, easygoing style had all the ingredients of great radio.
Backstage, just as we just finished the main ingredient concert, a very fantastic show here in the Men's IM Arena, and I'm talking with Luther Simmons, who was one of the singers with the main ingredient. It really seems that you really work hard at it to get your blend, because your voices blend so well together. How do you develop that, or how much work does it actually take to really to get your voices to blend that beautiful harmoniously, especially on stage? Because a lot of artists, they sound good on record, but then they don't come across that well on stage when they blend that well.
Well, I think that's one of the big secrets of the main ingredient, you know, and that we do spend a lot of time, you know, making our harmony correct, you know, and really that's the really big thing that I feel has helped the main ingredient, you know, to be where they are because of the fact that everything we do is we work so hard at it so that when we do present it, it's just like, you know, the record, even greater than a record sometimes, you know.
The main ingredient, three young men who have a bright future in one of the world's toughest businesses. This has been Earl Robinson reporting for the TCB show. Dig this.
Everybody plays the fool. Earl also found out what was on the mind of Lansing's youth. The death of civil rights activist Malcolm X in 1965 was still a clear memory for some Lansing area teens when Earl asked them about the man who spent his own childhood in their city.
How do you think the Lansing School District looks at Malcolm?
They don't look at him in no way whatsoever. Ain't no book signing, ain't nothing.
How do other people perceive Malcolm X's, you see it?
Well, some people see Malcolm as a racist. Some see him as just a man out causing trouble, starting a bunch of confusion. But the majority of the young people today, young black people, they respect Malcolm X. They respect him for everything he did and from him being, from him living right here in Lansing.
And in closing, these words of Malcolm: I'll be free. I'll be free, and none shall confine with fetters and chains this spirit of mine. From my youth I have vowed in God to rely, and despite the oppressor, gain freedom or die. This has been Earl Robinson reporting for the TCB Show.
Musicians, students, athletes, and coaches. Earl Robinson has brought their thoughts and ideas to thousands of us who've enjoyed his work for so many years. Earl, we'll miss your wide smile and infectious laugh. Happy retirement from your fans and your friends and your family here at WKAR. Thank you for everything that you've done. For WKAR, I'm Gary Reed.
Thank you, Gary. It was very nice. And yeah, we have.
Who was that voice? That young voice, Mike. I don't know who that was.
I had a hard time figuring out who that was for, Jack.
Yeah, a lot of friends here. I guess when you look at it, over 39 years, I guess you gain a few friends over 39 years, or either a few enemies, but yeah, you gain a few friends over 39 years, so that's always nice to hear.
You know, listening to that tape, I don't know how many guys have been on the radio here and talked about the Barkays 1 minute and Barkley the next minute. So, you know, you've done it all. You've covered it all for nearly four decades.
And with a lot of class, Jack. You know, I mean, you know, they were asking me earlier what I remember about Earl, and I couldn't pinpoint one thing. It's just when you connect with Earl, and I think the listeners would agree, it's a general feeling that you get listening to Earl, conversing with Earl, being around Earl, and that versatility we heard, some of the other things that he studied in addition to the sports that he's exposed himself to, you can't help but learn and feel better just about things listening to Earl. He's such an optimistic, deep-thoughted guy. He gets you thinking his way without beating you over the head. You're more of a bully.
Well,
but,
yeah, of
but Earl, on the other hand,
takes two, you know.
He kind of leads you to your own conclusions over time.
There's one thing about Earl, and he's going to get so many compliments today. I got to say there's one thing about him that is absolutely terrible. If you ever lose a bet to him, he'll never let you forget it. He'll talk about it for years and years, and now it doesn't happen that often.
Well, you got to pay him, Jack.
Yeah, that's it. You got to pay your bet
sometimes. That's why
I just deducted. I say now he only owes me seven. Now he only owes me six.
Yeah, we do things sort of like that. Well, we've got Norm online. Norm, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Earl, man? You know I'm going to miss you, bro. I mean, I remember I was working across the street over there at Michigan, that Rite Aid as a pharmacist, man. And got on the radio talking about Michigan State University, how great they were in football. And you know I had to call in, bro.
Well, they were.
It's nice that so many people are calling in, Earl. And,
Pharmacy Plus, man. I used to get in so much trouble because I made sure that, you know, between 2 o'clock, we went between 2 and 3, yeah. And then 1 o'clock or so, I made sure I took my lunch break and raised some sand about this on your show. Man, it has been so much fun. And I moved to Florida here, okay? Yeah. And first I traveled all over working in all these different pharmacies and stuff that people wouldn't know. And your internet was so great, man. You know, I started calling people. Who is that you talking to? Who is that you talking to? So, but of late, man, I can give them a weather report, you know. Like, let me give them the last weather report here, brother. It is 82 degrees here.
Oh.
82. Yeah. I got my short pants on.
That's enough of that, Norm.
My Michigan hat.
Thank you, Jody. Jody's one of the good guys.
You know what? I think this shows some of the change in how long that Earl's been around, Mike. But when you think about some of the means of communication, now people are listening to you online. You're getting calls from Phoenix. You're getting calls from all over the world, people who listen to WKAR online. And so your friends just keep growing.
Yeah, Earl, I'm going to miss you, bro. You got to come to spring training.
Yeah, I'll make it there one day.
Gotta come down here, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to really miss you, man. But remember, it's 82 degrees in Tampa, Florida today, and it's January. That's a priority.
Goodbye, Norm.
Thanks a lot, Norm. We appreciate that. Norm was one of those loyal listeners who he gave us a lot. He always gave us the temperature every time he came on. He wanted to sort of rub that in a little bit.
That's ridiculous. You know, when you think about all the events that Earl has covered, probably the one that gets the biggest reaction is the one he didn't get to cover, and that was the 1988 Rose Bowl. And I remember the story
that's
with
from
Jim.
You. That's that's from Jack. That's all.
You were working with Jim.
Yep.
And you said, Jim, you go, and I'll go the next time.
Yep.
I think you put the jinx on. It's like the curse here. Got to get you there, man.
Well, at least he got there.
Is there one event you've covered as you think back on, whether it was a fight or whether it was a basketball game or football game, that is so vivid in your mind, you say, that was something I'll never forget?
I guess if it was anything like that, it would have to be Barry Sanders.
Watching Barry run.
Watching Barry run. That was so great. I mean, me and Mike went down to a lot of games there. That was just great, great watching Barry Sanders run. There just was nobody like him. Yeah. And he was so unique, and I just love watching him run.
You guys did a lot of Lions games together.
We did, and it was fun. Earl would drive, and, gosh, I look back on that. I'm just glad I got through those years, but alive without an accident. But, and Earl's right. The apprehension of just the drive down. Yeah. Earl and I knew that Barry was going to do something.
Yeah.
There was no way. And then even once you got there, the beauty of Barry Sanders, you didn't know what was going to happen until he got the ball. And you'd look down. And you watch television now, and they got all these camera angles. And they can say, oh, well, if he would have cut here and done this, there'd be nothing there.
Right,
and he'd jump to the left, and he'd jump to the right. And then the defense would part, and you'd go, we'd look at you. How did he do? We don't know. But those drives down and the anticipation were some of the best times that I had working at the Lansing State Journal. And the fact that someone as professional and as Earl would take the time for me when there were other people who were too big to tutor me.
Right.
They were too important to sit by us.
That's right. Yeah.
You remember who I'm
talking about. Yeah, I know who you're
talking
about.
That's another Steve Klein reference.
No, please not Steve. But you're right. And Earl, you're right. Those were some of my fondest memories as well. And I do appreciate all the time. I was a journalism student. Mm-hmm. And so to work with Earl, at his side, meant so much to me, and the things that I was able to learn in his, things, little things you pick up on. Well, why is this like that? Or why, and Earl, don't worry about that. Or it's just this way. It didn't probably seem like much to him, Jack.
Right.
But when you're a 20, 21-year-old trying to find your way in this business, having someone that you can talk to and get advice from and get guidance from, it made all the difference in the world for me.
Well, when you say little things, I mean, everything Earl does is associated with
it.
But I was going to say, Earl, there's one event that I know you remember when Irvin and Jay were in school together at Everett and Eastern, and they played that game in Jenison Fieldhouse.
Great game.
And, Eastern actually won that game and beat Everett.
Yeah.
But I remember talking to Judd after that. And I said, if you ever recruited some good players, you might have this many people watching your games. I think that was the first time he ever threw me out of practice. the first guest you had on this show, do you remember Gus?
Gus. Yep.
Gus Kanakis. We saw him at the press conference today, and I think we have we had a comment from Gus that maybe we're going to be able to get on a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But Gus was talking about that and how he remembers being the first guest you ever had on this show.
Yep, he was. He was the first one, and he had a lot of memories.
Absolutely, and you had no idea at that point what you were getting into. That was what, 85? What the show?
Okay. Wow. Yep.
So, close to 30 years.
Okay. Well, we got Jody on line three. Jody, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
Okay, buddy.
Hey, man, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Luck to you. I mean, you've done a you've done a lot to further the cause of sports talk in Lansing and in Michigan. And I remember back to those TCB shows and, you know, those days like in 74 when I first came up as a recruit. And, you know, you were one of the first guys I met when I was with, you know, the guys that showed me around and the influence that it made and, you know, my decision to attend Michigan State. And through the years, I've always tried to stay in touch because I've always had the utmost respect for you and for what you've done and how you've treated everyone. And I just want to wish you the best of luck. And I sent you a message on Facebook with some private information. So if you're ever up in the Toronto area, you know how to get in touch with me.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate that, brother. All that means is you're pretty old.
Yeah, I call it mature.
Is that Jody McCullough?
Yeah,
Jody McCullough. You got
number 55. Hi, how are you, Jody?
All right, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. There's a lot
of
people trying to get through
today. Take care now.
Yep. Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye-bye. And let's see. Who do we have next?
You know, we want to talk just for a minute about what you're going to do after retirement. Can you fill us in on this?
Yeah, we do a lot of sleeping. The wife probably have a few more things for me to do.
She's got that honey-do list that's been building up over the years.
It's been building up, yep. So I expect I'll be doing a lot of things which I don't mind.
You see some guy tooling around town in a Cadillac with a big smile on his face. You know, that's going to be Earl because he doesn't have to go to press conferences. He doesn't have to go to games. He can just sit there and laugh at the rest of us.
Oh, we got Rob on the line.
Rob, okay.
Yes. How you doing, buddy?
How are you, man?
What's happening?
I heard through the grapevine that this was your last day. It's unbelievable. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Rob, I thought they'd bring you back in here to flip a switch for the last show.
Yeah, it brings me back to good times. For people that don't know real quick, I used to work with Earl from 2004 to 2011, I believe. Is that right, Earl? Around
yep.
That? All that time?
Around there. Yeah, that was a long time.
I made it all the way through. We had some great times, and I just wanted to wish you the best of luck. It's unbelievable that you're leaving radio, man. I'm still in shock over it, but I just want to say thank you for all the due diligence that you've done and you've taught me. It's been the best time, and I thank you again. And radio just won't be the same, but you're great, man, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you, my friend. You are a good friend, and you learned a lot. I must admit, you learned a lot over those 11 years, more than what I could teach you.
Think of how many different producers you had, how many people you came who you were a mentor for. That's a long list.
It's been a long list. It has been.
I must say, not only a great sports person, I mean, you did everything the right way, and you taught me, again, so much, and I can never be thankful enough for that. And just a great person. In general, I mean, so much that you've taught me, and I'll never forget that. And we'll keep in touch. I'll still bug you every once in a while, and I'm sure a vet will have things for you to do.
Oh, yes.
So I'm sure you're looking forward to that. And if anybody deserves to have some time to themselves, it's you, my friend. So thank you again. You'll be missed on the radio, but we'll keep in touch. Thanks again.
Okay. Hey, Rob, I had one quick question for you if you're still there.
Sure, man. Sure.
How many times did you break up arguments or fights between me and Earl in the press box?
Holy mackerel. I'll just leave it with this. The Saturdays at the football games, Spartan Stadium, even when Jack would call in every once in a while for his Big Ten picks, I'll just let fans know that went a couple hours.
I really thought that Earl should have to be here until he finally beat me and Drew Sharpen picks.
I mean,
that's not going
to
happen.
There was a game that we had to watch, but that was sort of secondary between all the bets and all the trash talking. It was good times. And Jack, it's good to hear your voice again. And again, Earl, thank you so much for everything. And I really appreciate it. You will be missed, but not forgotten, that's for sure. You're one hell of a guy, and I thank you again.
Hey, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Okay. Take care. We'll be in touch.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye now. Who do we have? We got Don on the line. Don, how you doing, buddy?
Real good, Earl, and just had to call in and say thank you, thank you, thank you for so many years of excellence. I happened upon the show in 86. You and Jim... are truly a couple of the trailblazers of sports talk radio, and you think about the things that have gone on in all your years on the air, and I believe it's been five MSU football coaches and I think six ADs. When you came on the air, the Lions were mired in mediocrity, and all these years later, they're still mired in mediocrity. So some things never changed.
That's true.
But the change in both the sports world and society and all your time on the air has just been incredible. But I always felt a couple things that really, you know, made your show unique. First of all, letting callers directly converse and question your guests. I don't believe there's any other show out there that allows that. And thanks to you, Earl, I've been able to talk to great coaches, players, writers, and any number of great people. And all these years of so many great discussions. But the other thing that makes you so unique in this genre, you know, there's a few other examples, but somebody already mentioned it, just the total class that you always exhibited, and you know, never seldom ever called cut off callers or anything. God knows you've let me be long-winded enough through the years, but it just, it's been fantastic, Earl. And,
Jack shaking his head.
I thank you for it. What was that?
Jack shaking his head.
Just yeah, about the long-winded part.
Well, hey, what you got to do, Earl, now is get out and just embrace and savor that second childhood, bud.
Okay.
You know, and I got one last mission for you. Mm-hmm. Use all your power and influence to land Army Navy tickets for you, me, and Jack.
Based on
comments I've heard about both you guys driving, yeah, I'll drive.
You know, that's the one event you said that you still need to get to, in addition to that Rose Bowl. So we're going to take care of that Army Navy game maybe next year.
Yeah.
Earl, thank you. Thank you. God bless you, my man. Here's hoping you just have many years with your wonderful better half, Yvette, just enjoying life and smelling the roses.
Hey, thanks a lot, Don. We appreciate it.
And rooting the Lions on to a Super Bowl, maybe.
Well,
okay, he's only going to live another 45 years, so I don't think we can put that kind of pressure on him.
As we've discussed, too, I missed on the 88 Rose Bowl, too, for circumstances, thinking that, oh, they'll get back in the next couple of years, and I'm still waiting with you, Earl, so that's another thing on our to-do agenda for sure.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, and God bless you, Earl.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that. We got Terry on line one. Terry, how you doing?
Okay, Earl, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, I know you never thought of yourself as an MSU PR guy, that you were, you know, beyond that, but you were the embodiment of what the land-grant philosophy really is, and that is the democratization of education. It wasn't your voice. You gave voice to so many others.
Yeah.
And you allowed so many more beyond that to hear, to respond, to whatever. So you really have democratized the messages, the issues, the personalities. I just wanted to thank you for being a great land-grant ambassador.
Well, I want to thank you. Yes, because it was fun. We try to be fair to everybody. Basically, that was it. Just try to be fair to everybody.
You know, Earl, it's interesting when you talk to athletes now from this area. I saw Ray Weathers yesterday and watched the Michigan State game with him. And you talk to guys and ask them, do you remember the first time you ever did an interview? And how many of them would say, well, yeah, it was after a high school game, and Earl Robinson came up with this tape recorder and interviewed me. Now, some of them don't tell you it was 1952 when it happened. But that, you know, so many of them got their start with you.
So Earl was the vehicle for the voice of others, and that is just a wonderful legacy to have.
Great concept, and it's true.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, my friend.
Okay.
See you later.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, we got Kirk on line two. Kirk, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Earl. I'm kind of surprised to see that this was going to be your last day, and I was bound and determined, even though I haven't always been able to call in lately, that I was going to call in today.
Okay, well, good.
So, but first, you know, I want to say that you and I have had many, many discussions on the air.
Yes, we have.
About the merits of talent versus scheme.
Yes.
I'm sure you remember those discussions.
Yes, we did.
Well, I think we can agree that when you have outstanding talent with an excellent scheme, you wind up with an amazing product.
Right.
And when you and Jim came on the air in 1985, I'm not sure I was there for the first one, but I think I heard you guys the first week you were on. Mm-hmm. You had just that. You had outstanding talent and an excellent scheme. As Don mentioned, the ability for callers to call and talk to guests.
Yeah.
And no commercials, an amazing, amazing product. And, you know, the fact that you and Jim, amazing talent, you will truly be missed, as will Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Jim was so good. I mean, it was just amazing talking to Jim all the time. And
encyclopedic knowledge, really.
Yes, his knowledge was.
But you two guys, you know, kind of counterbalanced each other out in so many different ways. It really was a great pairing. And then you carried on after Jim retired and really didn't miss a beat. We hope that the show can continue in that legacy, Earl, but you've left some awful big shoes to fill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, I think that Jim was one of the first media people mm-hmm. to be inducted in the Greater Lansing area
right.
Sports
yes,
Hall of Fame.
Yes, he was.
And you got in, and mm-hmm. Stout and me, a few others, mm-hmm. have managed to do that. But before any of us did, Jim was, I believe, the first one to get in.
He might have been, because, yes, Jim was just, he was just so good. I just give so much praise to Jim, because Jim was just, he just was so knowledgeable.
You know, at his visitation recently, just before his funeral, they had boards and things up and some of the nostalgia and memorabilia. And how many photos of you two? There was a classic of you two with Irvin when I guess it was his first year with the Lakers. He had come back during the summer, and you guys were interviewing him. Mm-hmm. But how many guests have you had on? Could you even figure out how many people you've had on the show?
Nope.
Don't want to try, right?
Nope.
Take another year and a half.
Uh-huh. Oh, shoot. Yeah, well, we got one guest that you know coming on.
Okay.
We've got Steve Morgan coming on.
Great.
Steve, how you doing?
Hey, it's Ray.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Hey, congratulations on your retirement, my friend.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, buddy.
I pray that you have 40 more years of watching Michigan State beat Michigan in sports. Anyways, what are you going to do, old man? I'm 63. Mm-hmm. I jog 5 miles a day, do 150 push-ups. 75 at a time. Are you going to do a little bit of workouts on while you're retired?
I'm going to try to catch up with you if I can.
Yeah, I think you can. Just get out there and do a little. I'm not trying to be nosy, but I'm 63. How old are you?
I'm 65.
Oh, okay. I knew we were around the same age. I've been listening to you for 30 years. It's been great listening to you, and God bless you. I pray for your health for another 40, 50 years.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
God bless you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. And we've got, who's that?
You know what? We got another tribute for you, Earl. We got so many people here want to pay their respects, but so many of the people at WKR have been working behind the scenes all morning. So we got another little tribute we want to play right now.
Earl on the radio, you can always call in, and Earl is always fair to everybody in town, fair to the university, fair to his callers, and wants you to be able to call in the next day and feel comfortable.
I think the one thing you really appreciate about Earl is how much knowledge he has across the board in every sport, especially when it comes to Michigan State things. I mean, obviously that's the world I'm in, and I know he's talented in other areas, but you know, you never walk into an interview with him ever and think he's not going to ask the right question, or he doesn't have any clue about your team. I mean, he's very well read, very does his homework, very confident in him as a reporter and certainly as a radio personality, and just have enjoyed him as a person.
Earl's one of the best guys in the group. I mean, honestly, you'd never see Earl feeling down or in a bad mood, or if he is, you certainly don't know about it. I mean, he's such an upbeat guy. Really loves being around here, and he just, you know, that attitude kind of permeates to everybody.
You just get a total comfortable feeling around him, and that's the way he always made me feel when I was on the air with him. It was comfortable. It was a pleasure to be with him, he's one of those guys you respect, but also he's one of your friends.
Somebody got. And that was my buddy Gus, and always was a pleasure talking with Gus. We talked a lot over the years, talked about games and things, but we just talked a whole lot over the years, that's for sure.
You know what, Earl? We just got a message here from Mike Vitale.
Oh.
And the days at Channel 6 and fantasy football and all those things. And he said there's a famous photo of you that's up in Channel 6 of riding a merry-go-round. Do you know something about this?
Yes, I do something. Matter of fact, we have a friend in the studio who knows a lot about that too. Okay. Yes, Steve
Morgan, is he on?
He's on the bottom line. Yes, that was one of those little programs that. Of course, Dave Ellis knew something about that as well.
You don't want to tell the whole story here, do you?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
There's a lot about Earl Robinson that you don't know, folks. Like the time you left your car parked in the middle of the street and just walked away. We won't talk about that either. Oh, we just did.
Convenient, Jack.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do Steve. Steve, how you doing? Well, I guess Steve's not there now.
Nice talking to you, Steve. He'll call back.
Yeah, he'll call back. He's a good friend, yep. Okay, we got Chris on line 3. Chris, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. I was on your program back way in the 80s, back when you and Jim were doing it, and I was a guest talking about martial arts and as a martial arts instructor, and I just wanted to say that one of the things that has always impressed me about you is your good working knowledge of so many different sports. I mean, you know, you're not a one-sided, you know, lopsided, you know, just basketball, football person or something like that. You know, you really had such a good knowledge of different sports, and of course, you know, probably your involvement with boxing, you know, helped make you even more, you know, multifaceted in that area. But I just wanted to commend you for that and for your long contribution to the area sports scene.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
you even contributed to golf. Do you remember when you brought the radio remote out when we were doing the 18 longest holes in Lansing? I think you golfed that day.
They were the longest holes.
Well, yeah, they were. They took quite a while for us to get through those 18 longest holes. I think that was some assignment Jack had cooked up back when he was getting all those free rounds of golf in Lansing. But it was a lot of fun. And you brought the radio. We did a live radio program with you on the golf course, and I don't know if I've ever seen that done again.
And you'll never see it again. We have tried to get him out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your great body of work, Earl.
Okay.
And congratulations in your retirement.
Hey, thank you. Okay. Yeah, bye bye. And we got we've got our friend we got Jeremy Sampson here. We got Steve Morgan on the line. So let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, how you doing? He's on the bottom line. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Earl.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I can't believe this is it.
Yep, it's time for me to go.
Oh, man, I tell you what, but that last line, you know, that's one of the things, Jack, and everybody listening, I really enjoyed about doing the show. It's 17 years now, Earl.
Yep.
17 years calling in once a week, sometimes once a month, no matter where I was located or where I was working. I called in one time from over in Africa. I called in one time from Dubai.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe how flexible you were to allow me to stay connected to my Spartan community and to the people back here in Lansing. And for that, my friend, you know, much kudos and the hugs and kisses and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. You've been good friends for a lot of years, yeah.
Remember when we all used to lock her up down there in Jenison when I first got the job? Mary Lee Dean hired me and we were all down there in that.
The little room there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that?
Yep.
Charlie and Clarence, and you look around the locker room there. Man, I was privileged, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. You,
I was privileged.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I can't thank you guys enough, all of you, and you know who I'm talking about, for everything that you've done for me and initiating into the Spartan family the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And now, to Jack. I'm issuing on the radio that you guys have got to get over to Maximum Athletic Performance if it's nothing but once a week to have coffee and see the young studs coming through here. Okay?
That sounds like a good deal.
That sounds like a very good deal.
It's a good place to meet. It's neutral ground. Well, all right.
We can make that happen. Thanks, Steve. We can make that happen.
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds good. Well, I'll let you guys go. But, Earl, I tell you, you know, I just can't say enough. And I know, I don't know if Birdsong, I heard Kurt on the show, and that's classic. I don't know about if Birdsong's called in yet. But he needs to call in if he's out there. You got to call in. He's giving me some of my best questions. And for all the other listeners that benefited exercise-wise and health-wise from you being just a doggone trailblazer, you're putting a radical fitness guy on the radio back when it wasn't kosher, Earl.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we got letters from people saying...
Yeah, there were a few.
All right, buddy. I got to go. I know I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth here in a minute.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. We appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah,
you know, that was one of the things you did, Earl, that I think a lot of people might not realize is how many people you helped get in shape.
Yeah, we did a lot. Yeah, we tried.
The running things and all the fitness tips and, you know, there's no way to put a number on it, but how many people you added years to their life with that?
Yep. Hopefully they're still going, that's for sure. Well, let's go. We got Larry Lage on the line. So, Larry, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, brother Earl.
How you doing, my man? Jerry, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Jerry from Haslett. I wanted to call to tell you what a great person you were, Earl. That was my original intention. But
what is it now?
Actually, with you and Ebling in the studio, my theme today is one down, one to go. Seriously, Earl, I just, you know, haven't heard that just at the last minute about your leaving. I really couldn't let the day go by without calling to thank you for all your service and actually for giving me the privilege on a couple of occasions with Jack to co-host the show. And believe me, it's for those who haven't been in the studio, it's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I mean, it was work, but it was a lot of fun. It was more fun than work, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I won't miss the beating that the fans have taken at your hands over the years, Earl, but I realize you were just trying to create a nice counterbalance. But but what happens now? We subjected to the likes of Ebling and Jeremy Sampson now? I mean... who's going to fill that void?
Nobody can fill that chair, but we're going to have some guest hosts for a while.
You might have Jeremy for a while, and you'll have Jack for a while.
I'm going to do a week from February 4th to 8th, I believe, and some people are going to be filling in on a weekly basis until they come up with a long-term plan here. So,
yep.
Well, in closing, girl, I just want to along with your friends and your guests there, the people that really know you and care for you the most, I want to tell you how much I've enjoyed your broadcast and your contributions over the year, and I wish you nothing but good health and much success in the future. And, stay in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. You'll hear from me from time to time. You will, my friend. Do we have Larry on line 3. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm good. I thought I was on, but I guess I was talking to myself.
That's happened before.
Yep.
I just wanted to call and wish you well, and fittingly Jackson there, because my favorite stories are with the three of us back in the old days, going to watch high school hoops, seeing Anthony Roberson play against Kelvin Torbert, Charlie Bell or Mateen when those guys were in high school, and hitting the Halo Burger on the way home and teasing Jack about ordering like a double cheese bacon burger, large fry, a root beer float, and a Diet Coke to save a few hundred calories.
I have to watch your weight here, y'all.
But and also inspiring Jack and I to dial a clue, as Jed would say, with our workout plan, with you doing push-ups and sit-ups on the road. And I thought Tom said some great things that were spot on today. So hopefully your listeners got to hear what he had to say to all of us. I was happy to cheer for you in the press box to break our decorum, and wish you nothing but the best. And I hope I still see you around at games.
Well, you'll see me from time to time, my friend.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Larry. Always been good talking with Larry, that's for sure. Mike on line 2. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Earl. How you doing?
Okay.
Well, I just want to say thanks for the good times on the radio, and I don't think any other show lets people talk to your host like you did, so I really appreciated that. And I hope everything goes well in your retirement. Enjoy. Have fun. Hopefully see you at the games from time to time.
Well, you will. I'll be at some of the games. That's for sure. I won't be at all of them. I know I'll probably be at some of the high school games because I really do love high school sports. So you'll probably see me at some high school games.
Mike, have you seen Earl's lair, his man cave he has downstairs at his house?
It's been a while. It's probably got a few more layers to it since I was there.
He's got the lazy boy thing going. I mean, he's got the TV all set up and everything. So I mean, I don't know where we're going to get you out of there, man.
It'll be hard.
That's always a good way to be. The TV all set, good to go.
Yep, that's for sure. It'll be hard, but you might be able to get me out of there once in a while.
Congratulations again, and really enjoyed hearing you through the years, and wish you well.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, yep, bye bye. And who do you have next? Mike on 3. Mike, how you doing?
Earl, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Mikey, how are you doing?
I figured Earl wouldn't tell the whole story, so I thought maybe I could follow the whole merry-go-round incident.
Beautiful. That's what we want.
Well, we were heading on to Purdue. I don't know if you remember this, Earl. It was 1999.
Okay.
And the Spartans are still on the hunt. Me, you, and Ackley piled into the new Center 6 Taurus wagon, and I was driving, so Earl had to bring the food. Earl brought Coney dogs at 7 a.m. I'm 300 pounds, so that endeared him to me right off the bat. We stopped at a... like it was a Kmart, I think it was, in Benton Harbor, and there was a merry-go-round, and Ackley says, Earl, you should jump on there. And Earl jumped on the merry-go-round. Ackley put a cord in and says, Vitaly, get the camera. I got the camera, and I kid you not, there's video in the sports office down there. It's 2020 East Saginaw. It's down there. It'll never go away.
I'm amazed you got him off that thing.
It was fun. I had a little fun there.
By the way, Mikey, I think we ought to let everyone know that Earl Robinson is the Mid-Michigan Media Fantasy Football League champion for 2012.
I was going to mention that, Jack. He's a multiple winner. That doesn't happen very often in our group.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know who helped him, but somehow he managed to finish in first place.
Well, I figure we could be in some trouble now that he's going to have more time to study over depth charts and rosters and what rookies will be good and which ones won't. We could have a real struggle come draft night.
You know, I think Earl will be in more trouble now that he has more time to analyze it.
Earl, I appreciate all that you've done for the community and being on the air for as long as you have and taking in the young pups such as myself back in the day. And stay well. And, of course, we'll see you soon. I won't run a mile with you, but we'll hang out somewhere.
Okay, Mikey, we thank you. Appreciate that, buddy. And that's Mike Vitale. Van in line 1. Van, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Earl. Haven't had a chance to call you in quite a while, but just wanted to check in before you retired. Mm-hmm. I've got one memory of you that I wanted to share. Several years ago, when my mom passed away, I was over at the funeral home, you know, making the arrangements. And, of course, when I left there, I was feeling kind of down and blue. And I got in the car and turned on the radio, and your show was on. And even though I've never met you, it was like having a good friend around. So, I really appreciate listening to you all these years. And I go back to when you did your jazz show.
Oh, okay. So you've been around a long time.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us a story about Gladys Knight before you get off the air here?
No. No, we won't tell any Gladys Knight stories. But I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Take care. Good luck in your retirement.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good. So we don't have any other callers coming in there.
You might get one at the last minute from California. I talked to Larry Johnson today, and Irvin's trying to get out of a meeting to call you. So,
okay. Well, we'll see if he does. That'll be fine. If not,
he'll never amount to anything.
Yeah, that's one of those guys. Yeah, he'll just be around. But yeah, we've been good friends with Irvin for a long, long time. So it's always nice talking whenever we get a chance to talk with Irvin. Irvin's been just a very good friend. He knows sports. I hate to say it, even more than I do. He knows it. He knows sports really well.
You know, we were gonna have Heathcote call. But we decided to keep the insults to a minimum. So couldn't do that.
Yeah, that would have been nice to have a Judd around.
But Earl, do you remember how this show originated? Tell us a story about you and Jim and how it came to be.
Well, it came to be. It came to be because Jim and I we were good friends always, and we talked to sports all the ways. And then the management here, the company, decided to have a sports show.
Okay.
And they decided that Jim and I would do the sports show, which we were very happy about doing that. And
you've had a couple different time slots.
Yep, a couple of different times. Yeah, we were on from 1 to 2:45,
right,
and then 1 to 3:15 for a while,
right.
But those were the two slime slots we had, and they were there, so it was good having those. Definitely those two high time slots, mm-hmm. And we had people listen. You know, you always wonder, will anybody listen at a time like that? I mean, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you always sort of wonder, will you have anybody listening at that time? So
people who were at work, riding around in their cars, a lot of salesmen. People like Jerry, who've always been unemployed, I shouldn't say, but people who've been listening to you over the years. And,
or at their business, having an
sure,
all business.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Built that following.
Okay, well, we've got to get out of here. We got to make way for the next show. So I want to just say thanks to everyone. I mean, we've had a lot of people call, a lot of friends call, a lot of good friends call over the years and over the day. And we just want to thank all those people for calling. They've been wonderful people over the years. I mean, and I'm not saying this blowing smoke or anything. We really had some very good people call and some very good people call over the years. And I want to thank all of them for taking the time to call. They've just been so very nice to me over the years, and I appreciate that. Okay, we got about 40 seconds left. Okay, well, we'll have this. We've got about 30 seconds left now, probably. But
we have a countdown. We got that ball coming down Times Square, right? Coming down in the middle of the studio.
Somebody hung it right over your head.
I think Earl did that.
Yeah, we had some good friends coming in. I was very glad to hear from Mike Vitale. We had Mike and I had some great times. And we got about 10 seconds left, so we want to thank everyone for calling in. And once again, thank you all for calling over the years. It's been a great, great 30.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.